I've lived in Douglas Shire for 9 years, moved here in 2015 with my wife, and we bought the family farm up at Cape Tribulation. We bought it from my in-laws, Dawn and Colin Gray, and the farm had been in the family since the late 70s. Meryn and I met there in 1987, and we were married in 1988 in St. David's Church in Mosman. And we actually had our reception in the what used to be known as the Island Point Restaurant in Port Douglas. We lived on the farm for about a year before moving to Cairns to further our careers and have a family. So what skills do I bring? I have an economics degree. I started my professional career in Cairns with a renowned economist called Bill Cummings, and that started in 1988. Coincidentally, one of my main tasks was actually doing an economic impact study for the Daintree in 1990. So I have a fair bit of background there. I then spent 10 years at Cairns Port Authority and learned a lot about the strategic importance of the airport and the seaport to this region and how much Port Douglas benefits from that and the Daintree. I worked my way up from marketing assistant to the manager corporate services. I've got the background and skills looking after marketing, human resources, environment and records management. From there I set up a business consultancy, initially with some partners and then on my own, and have essentially been self-employed since 2002. Today, I'm a business owner in Cape Trib. Our eldest son, Sam, works on the farm, and our second son, Jordan, lives on the farm with his partner and a six-year-old grandson. So that grandson's now fourth generation on farm. Amongst the experience I've gained along the way, I was president of the Cairns Chamber of Commerce for 4 years, sat on the board of Advanced Cairns for five, and sat on other boards such as Trinity Anglican School, the Jute Theatre, TNQ Institute at TAFE, and an Indigenous social enterprise, Jerrigan Enterprises, in Gordonvale. I was also Queensland's special trade rep to Papua New Guinea. And more recently, I've been on the Douglas Chamber for 4 years and president since last year. And almost forgetting, I am first officer of the Rural Fire Brigade at Cape Trib. I spent the better part of 35 years in the cut and thrust of the regional economy, being involved in collaborative delegations to Brisbane and Canberra, championing the regional causes, particularly during the GFC, hosting chamber events for politicians at the highest level, leading trade delegations across Cape York, into the Torres Strait and up into Papua New Guinea, and serving on boards and deliberating on meeting agendas and financials, advising businesses, councils and social enterprises on strategy, business planning and marketing. I could give you my opinion on the supply of water, road situation, developments, livability, and don't get me started on the Daintree Ferry. But what's important here for Douglas Shire right now is having people on council who aren't just about opinions. It's we need people on council who aren't just about opinions. We need people who have the depth and skills and experience to grasp the issues, interrogate the information being provided, ask pertinent questions and demand answers, and ultimately, through doing all those things, we can be accountable to the community for the Shire's performance and ensure strong governance and accountability.